This is Gillian Lambert here for King Lambert Productions. We're here in Edinburgh today at Summer Hall TV. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yep, I'm Dave Rushton, work at Summer Hall TV and director of the Institute of Local Television.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do here at Summer Hall TV?
Well, Summer Hall TV was set up just soon after Summer Hall was acquired as a new art centre, and we took upon ourselves to try and create, if you like, a TV version of what's going on here. So we cover previews and reviews of performances, artist interviews, interviews with curators and with the people who work here, and basically try and provide on the web and on TV when we make longer programmes, little snapshots of what's going on a continuous basis, and have been doing this now for about 15 months.
So just now, obviously, it's the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and the Edinburgh Festival. What sort of things have you been doing at the moment?
Well, we've been covering concerts, the Love Boat concert we covered. We've just covered a saxophone quartet. We've done that. A colleague of mine's upstairs interviewing one of the former directors of the Travis Theatre as part of a programme that's being made for American universities. And we've done 10 panel sessions. My colleague Ben, who's sitting over here, has been editing and working on these panel discussions, which have involved numerous people from the early days of the Travis, which goes back to 1963. And we're currently working on a number of small reviews that we've done of plays people have visited here as part of the Fringe, and we've made some longer programs of two plays, one by Clout Theatre, the other by another graduate theatre group from Rose Bruford College in London. So we're interested in developing small art news type programs as well as longer documentaries and coverage of performances and so on in a way which we think is an accessible form of TV, not beyond the wit of people with very simple equipment to be able to construct. And our ambition is really to encourage people to be reflecting upon their culture and their lives within Scotland in ways that allow those reflections to be represented in TV terms on websites, on social networking, as well as on small-scale television.
You were speaking earlier about the opportunities you can give students and grad students. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Well, as somebody who's been teaching for years and then working in as an external examiner at colleges, I feel that the university and college sector tends to sort of detach itself from those that graduate. If they're successful in getting jobs, that's fine, but the jobs they're getting these days tend to be underachieving as far as the skills they're being taught, and many graduates are continuing to work in the same jobs that they had as students, therefore depriving others who may not be quite so skilled or qualified to undertake that work. So I think it's important to be able to provide, even on a part-time basis, a few hours a week, a few days a week, a few afternoons a week, the opportunity to be able to undertake the work that they would like to achieve, and if we can, to employ people to do that on a very minimal salary, unfortunately, but that's as much as we can afford, in order to enable them to build up their CVs and develop a critical path of programme making and present that to possible employers in the future, and hopefully stay with us for a few months in order to provide good quality programming for Summer Hall TV and the future projects we're developing.
So what is the future projects for Summer Hall? What's going to be coming up in the next few years?
Well, we're looking at developing two programmes in the coming few months. One based around writers, which we called writersstories.tv. We're doing a lot of work at the moment in the Book Festival in Edinburgh, International Book Festival, working with creative writing students so that they can interview the authors that are coming to the festival. They pick the authors they'd like to interview, and then we provide a crew who actually help them make films on discussions between the author and their students. So it gives students an opportunity in that field to be able to talk to the people that they've read about and they otherwise wouldn't be able to talk to face-to-face. And that we wish to continue and develop across Scotland. So that's one of the projects. The other one is called Art in Scotland, and that one's being developed in relation to the coverage of reviews and previews of art exhibitions from the Shetlands, where Dave works, who's just come into the room, and to other parts of the country, so that we don't just see ourselves as developing kind of an urban art interest. We look to try and ensure that people making work and people viewing work are treated just as credibly wherever they happen to live throughout Scotland.
Right, that's perfect. Thanks very much for speaking to us today.
That's a pleasure.